Mary, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, hi. I have an older sister that's about 67, 68, and she's been told that she has pretty severe osteoarthritis in her back, as well as probably some osteoporosis. But anyway, but really bad, and she's in a lot of pain. I'm wondering, I know about the niacinamide for pain. Can she, like, grind that up? She has a really hard time swallowing pills, and can that just be ground up or something and taken?
Yes, ma'am, or it can be done in the original fashion that was done back in the 1940s for osteoarthritis, and that is they had 1,000-milligram capsules, which are smaller, and they contain a powder, so you don't have to grind anything. And those were used three times a day, and as the originator of that therapy said, it's best to use them kind of like clockwork, breakfast, lunch, dinner, because it works better than if you take all three at the same time. Now, what the niacinamide does is it literally enables the cartilage cells to build more energy called ATP within themselves, and so somehow that seems to repair things enough that the very large majority of people with osteoarthritis, after 3 or 4 months, it takes that long, and you think for the first month you're not going to get anywhere. That's what I hear from everybody who tries this. But after the third or fourth month, over 95% of the folks I've worked with have been just totally pain-free, and then if they went on a long vacation and forgot to take their niacinamide, it started coming back. But right. The niacinamide can only do harm if you ignore nausea, and I run into that in about 1 in 100 people. I am not kidding. It's that low. Namely, if the liver can't process that much niacinamide, it's going to give you a low-grade nausea like you're just starting to get seasick, and in that case, it's too much for you, and you got to back off. But other than that, it's not harmful. And the other cool thing I really like about this, ma'am, is when our cartilage cells need more energy, guess what? Our brain cells need more energy. Our muscle cells need more energy. All the cells need more energy. And the niacinamide helps to re-energize them, too.
Okay. And then the other dilemma she kind of has is she has low stomach acid. But she, again, the swallowing the pills for the HCL is a problem. I don't know what to do with her because she, she doesn't break down meats and stuff. She needs to be taking that, but she just has such a hard time swallowing pills.
Well, here's the thing, ma'am. You open up that pill, it's got powder in it, and that's called hydrochloric acid powder, or betaine hydrochloride powder, I should say. Now, if you stick that into a smoothie, what you want to make sure is that you don't buffer that hydrochloric acid too much, or it won't work as hydrochloric acid. So
right.
You could put it to the side and go over there to the vinegar bottle and see how much vinegar you can dissolve in water and drink with your meals, because that'll do better than nothing, but it's not as good as the betaine hydrochloride. If there's some way, for example, that one can put the betaine, and I've never tried this, so I don't know, but if there's some way for a person can stir the betaine hydrochloride into water and then put in something that doesn't buffer it much but helps ameliorate the taste, that might be the way to go.
Okay. All right. And then I take HCL because I do, but if I feel like I have a fattier meal, when do I take the enzyme for fats?
You do just like nature does. The stomach food goes in our stomach. This is when we're all 16 years old, of course, and neither one of us is anymore. But when we're 16, the food went in the stomach. Out comes all this hydrochloric acid, pepsin. It goes down to almost the same as battery acid. Digest everything up real good. And then that opens the door to let it into the small intestine. And right as soon as it's let in the small intestine, in here goes a signal, signaled by the acid over the pancreas, and says, your turn. And the pancreas makes a whole bunch of bicarbonate enzymes. So we copy that. Once we're done eating, after we're done eating, just like the pancreas does, it waits till after the stomach's done with digestion. That's when we should take those digestive enzymes.
So about how many minutes after we eat?
Not very many, ma'am, because if we're all done putting food and acid down there, maybe within 5 minutes.
Within five, okay. But maybe wait in around five?
Yeah, you could do that. And you also, remember, the digestive enzymes come in pills, too, so you might have to grind those son of a guns up.
Oh, right. Yeah, good point. But I don't have a problem swallowing. This is for me, not her. So
Sorry.
I can pop pills all the time. My sister really has a hard time.
Don't forget for the both of
thing is, what is your take on colonoscopies?
My take is that you should go to a website called Cologuard, C-O-L-O-G-U-A-R-D, and read about their test, because it is really an advancement and an innovation. And the only reason that a lot of doctors don't like it is because they're going to have to quit doing colonoscopies because of no business. It's like the horse and buggy dealers went out of business when the Henry Ford came through, you know? So anyway, Cologuard, what is it? You turn in a stool specimen. Now, you have to have a prescription from a physician for this. Who knows why, but you do. And you turn in a stool specimen. It goes in a little container that's Postal Service approved and all that good stuff to the lab. And what do? They look for the DNA of cancer cells, ma'am. I'm not kidding you at all. They look for the DNA of cancer cells, and if they find one little speck of DNA from a cancer cell, uh-oh, it's time to go have that colonoscopy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. C-O-L-O-G-U-A-R-D, and I do not work for them. And there's one other thing to say for you and your sister, ma'am. People who need hydrochloric acid need to speak with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about how do I give myself B12 shots, because the same cells that are supposed to make acid are supposed to make a factor that gloms onto the B12 and brings it into our body. And if we're not making enough acid, we're not making enough factor, and we're going to be chronically not getting enough B12. And most people can tell that after the first few shots. So check that out with a doctor who knows what they're doing in natural medicine, ma'am.
All right, great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.